You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702 Series Edition.
All right, time now for medical aid matters. And yes, very few people, really understand the nitty-gritty of exactly what's going on. We take our medical aids and we trust that, you know, everything's going to be taken care of as when and if we get sick. And you know, as you get older, illnesses that affect you become more serious. For some reason, they become more permanent as well. For some people, they become more permanent conditions. And these are known as chronic diseases. And yes, you know, they can be very debilitating and they can be very costly. The treatment of these, the diagnosing as well, can be very, very costly. And most of the time, this is stuff you have to continue to check on, medication you have to take for the rest of your life. So Mark Hyman, founder and CEO of MediCheck, helps us navigate these very, very complicated waters when it comes to what happens with our medical aids, what happens when it comes to certain conditions, what's covered, what isn't covered. And Mark, good afternoon. And today, we're talking about understanding chronic cover from your medical aid. And I want to ask you firstly, what made you decide on this particular topic? I mean, have you been seeing a lot of people just sort of not understanding what is happening in this space?
Yes, good afternoon, Yvika, and nice to speak to you again this week. Right, talking about chronic conditions, I think that it's an area of extreme concern by virtue of the fact that members of medical aids are not necessarily aware of their rights with regards to their health. And this comes specifically and deals specifically with what we call chronic conditions. And that's the reason for the topic this afternoon.
Okay, so let's get just down to basics very quickly and in language that I can understand, Mark. What is chronic cover?
Okay, so a chronic condition is a defined benefit to ensure that all medical scheme members have access to certain minimum health services, regardless of the benefit option that they're on or that they have selected. And the aim is to provide people who are members of medical schemes with continuous care to improve their health, well-being, and to make healthcare more affordable.
So we know
that answer.
Yes, I understand that. So, Mark, many people might opt for just a basic hospital plan. That's certainly what I've done. And you put a bit of money aside for if you have to, you know, go to the doctor, pay those extras. So when and how does a chronic cover actually kick in? And will we be covered for a prescribed minimum benefits if we just have that basic hospital plan with our medical aids?
Absolutely 100%, and that is clearly defined in terms of the law. So even if you are on a simple basic hospital plan, as you say you are, you are covered for any emergency condition that might occur, a range of 272 medical conditions that are defined, and a minimum of 27 chronic conditions described in a chronic condition list. So irrespective of what plan you are on, you are covered, and those costs for that chronic condition have to and must be paid by the medical aid.
So what exactly then, let's just get a little deeper into this, what exactly will it cover in terms of, you know, diagnosing and also in terms of the medication that is needed?
Okay, so from a diagnosis point of view, determining the chronic condition, a medical scheme is not obliged to necessarily pay for any diagnostic tests that need to be done to prove a chronic condition.
Okay.
Once it has been proven diagnostically, then both the cost of the test and all future going forward medications and treatment must be covered by the medical scheme.
Okay, so if I understand correctly now what you've just said, you go and have that test to see if you have something, for example, I'm just looking at the list here, whether you have asthma or, for example, if you're talking mental health issues, bipolar mood disorder, for example, you've done the test, they've come out to say, yes, this is what this particular patient is suffering from and this is what they need treatment. Then they will pay for that test. But if the test comes out saying, no, that's not the case, it's none of these things, then they won't pay.
Yes, and I think that is at the end of the day to protect the possible abuse of services by members, and to ensure that medical practitioners and specialist physicians are not going through a plethora of tests to get to a diagnosis.
Okay. All right. So in terms of the medication that is needed then, so what is covered by chronic cover? And then just give us some insight into how schemes are now providing chronic medication, because I know that some people years ago, you know, you were diagnosed with this thing, but you still have to shell out. Now, do they pay for all of it or a portion of it, or how is it working?
It has to be paid in full by the medical scheme, without any form of co-payments or any deductibles that might take place for the treatment and care of chronic conditions. And that is the law. However, and it's important to understand that medical schemes are allowed to apply a terminology that is called a formulary.
Okay.
A formulary is the medicine that the medical scheme will cover at full cost, and it is their list of medicines that they will pay for.
Mm.
However, if you decide that you as an individual want to take, for example, the original product that is not on the preferred list of drugs, and they are not drugs that and I know I'm going on a bit, they're not drugs that are less effective. They are possibly a generic or a clone of that particular drug, which will be paid for and must be paid for in full. If you decide to go for the original product, then there could be a co-payment, but it may not come out of a medical savings account if you have a scheme that is above purely a hospital plan.
All right. Well, I don't want to delve into other murky waters here, Mark, but I have to ask you. I mean, there's so many stories that go around about generics. And now that you say, yes, they might tell you take the generic and that's what we'll pay for. And then if you want to do the other version, the other label, then that is you'd have to contribute something. Now, is that fair, considering that a lot of the time and what we've heard, I don't know how true it is, but that generics sometimes are actually not, they don't work the same as the real deal?
Okay, so if you have a situation, and what you say, let's not delve into the generic debate, but if you are found to be a particular patient for which the generic alternative or the clone of a particular product does not work for you or creates additional health factors that might be not good for the individual, then a motivation from the doctor would allow for the original product to be provided. But I need to mention, and I think this is particularly critical, that medical aids, generally, the vast majority of them, do provide chronic medication based on a prescription being provided to a pharmacy. The pharmacy would then call the medical aid, load that particular item, and you would then get your chronic benefit medication. And the pharmacy would know which medications are acceptable and which were not. And unless the doctor has been specifically clear that no substitution of medicine is allowed, the pharmacist would direct the member to a drug that the member would then have the choice of making that decision. However, there are certain medical schemes that do put you through hoops of fire to have your chronic condition listed. That is critically important to understand, that members tend not to review what they're loading or what their medical aid platform is telling them as to what chronic conditions they are approved for. Now, that causes huge problems.
Well, Mark, tell us about what some people have been going through. I mean, you deal with those. People come to you with their problems and hoping you're going to solve them. What are some of those hoops that they've been asked to jump through? What are some of the ridiculous things maybe they've had to do?
Okay, so if we look at one particular scheme, an individual, for example, has, let's take, and I'm trying to think of an easy one that the listeners will be able to understand. If one has high blood pressure, it is called hypertension. The medical practitioner, the specialist physician, has to complete for the medical aid a history of that patient, either electronically or on a written piece of paper, which is then sent through to the medical aid, whose medical advisory body will review and decide whether that patient does have that chronic condition.
Okay.
Now, those are the hoops and the rings of fire that members are put through by certain medical aids.
Okay.
Now, I don't have to tell you that most doctors today are exceptionally busy, and they don't have the time necessarily to complete in full detail these particular forms. And the patient, the medical aid member, does not have his chronic condition listed and ends up paying out of pocket.
Okay, all right. Well, we are talking about understanding chronic cover from your medical aid with Mark Hyman. He's founder and CEO of MediCheck. It is Medical Aid Matters this Tuesday afternoon. And I think many people need advice and guidance on this one because it is very difficult to navigate. And Mark, we do have a WhatsApp that's come through saying some medical schemes require a copay if you do not use their preferred pharmacy, even if it's a generic. Are they allowed to do this? Some pharmacies are not easy to access. Most people want to use Clicks or Dis-Chem because of accessibility. Now, I'm not sure if this is with regard to a chronic condition, but it could apply, yes?
Yes, it could. Mm. And medical aids currently are entitled to appoint what are called designated service providers or preferred service providers. And the member of a medical scheme has to ensure that he goes to a pharmacy that is part of the network that has been designated to that particular scheme by the medical aid. And if he does not use the preferred or designated service provider, he will have a co-payment.
Okay. If you have a question,
and that is within the law.
That is within the law. All right. If you have a question for Mark, you can call us on 011-883-0702 if you have questions about chronic cover and your medical aid. Otherwise, WhatsApp us your voice note or your question, 072-702-1702. And Mark, we have Nicole who says not all chronic conditions are PMBs. And maybe people are confused about that. Could we just set the record straight?
Right. All chronic conditions are PMBs and form part of the PMB condition list. And I think I've mentioned it previously on your show. There are 27 guaranteed chronic conditions, and each one of those chronic conditions falls within the prescribed minimum benefits, of which medical aids talk to 270 broad parameter or diagnostic treatment pairs, but in actual fact, there are 11,239 prescribed minimum benefits, all of which are chronic conditions.
All right. We have Michael in Pretoria who has a question for you. Michael, it's about your son. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Michael. How can we help?
I wanted to ask the person who, the specialist, about a case that my son was born prematurely 6 years ago. And in the time that he was actually a micro-prem. And what happened was, later in his life, we found out that he's going to require HGH, or human growth hormone, because there's a disconnect in his hormones. And the medical aid doesn't cover that drug. I just wanted to find out, we have to be giving this to him until he's 12 years old. What does it require for a drug to be classified or a...
Oh, we've lost that line to Michael. But Mark, I think we get the gist of what he's saying. Michael, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, finish your question.
No, it's fine. I think he understands.
All right, Mark.
Okay. Michael, it's something that needs to be addressed offline. It would take far too long for me to explain that to you, and I do apologize for that. I think that the key factor is that a well-constructed motivation to a medical scheme based on the condition, And dependent upon whether it falls within the 11,239 prescribed minimum benefit conditions, okay, the medical aid could provide an ex gratia payment for that particular condition. But it needs a well-constructed and well-thought-through motivation regarding the ailment. Now, I don't know the specific ailment off by heart, but if you want to take it offline and speak to the producers, if they are prepared to, you can then contact me privately and I can try and assist you and guide you in a process to get such approvals.
All right, Mark, I am going to give Michael your email address. It's info@medicheck.net.za. info@medicheck.net.za if he wants to email you and maybe explain this further. I think that would be the best way. Somebody wants an explanation about why medical aid screen these claims and saying there that because they actually need to protect other members of the non-profit scheme. That's from somebody who wants to stay anonymous. Mark, what do you know about that? Bit of a conspiracy theory? Okay.
May I answer anonymously?
Well, too late for that. I can understand if you don't want to go there. That's fine. I think it sounds like, you know, yeah.
It's a very complicated answer.
It's a very complicated one, yeah.
All I can tell you is that from a legal perspective, medical schemes have to provide chronic medication, chronic benefits, irrespective, and they cannot in any way allow a member not to get benefits to afford another member benefits. And that's the bottom line of it. Okay. It is law. The law is the law.
Okay, the law is the law. We've got another anonymous who says, good day, I have a chronic condition. My medical aid scheme has appointed Clicks as the preferred collection point. I always pay about 11 to 20 rand. Can this be challenged?
Yes, it can. But once again, it needs to be specific. And I need to have specifics to understand the reason. It could very well be that there is... And medical aids can do this. There can be a limited co-payment on certain drugs. And it needs to be checked carefully by the member of the medical scheme. And, you know, it's something that has to be investigated on a specific for that particular member. So once again, you know, we offer a free consultation service. If people require that assistance, please let them message us, let them call us, let them email us, and we can then delve into the problem.
Okay. I'm going to remind. Yes, Mark?
I must just mention that there are instances where there are pricing problems. Every medical aid chooses its own provider of data. Now, with the fluctuating rand, most of our drugs are imported into this country. And certain medical aids only do an update of their pricing module on a monthly basis. Other medical aids do them on a weekly basis. And if there is a pricing error at source, i.e., from the state, that could cause a co-payment, but it is more than likely that the drug of choice carries a maximum benefit from the medical aid.
All right. Ray in Benoni, good afternoon. You have a question?
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, Ray.
Hi. Mark, I wanted to find out, my wife is on blood thinners many, many years, about 20-odd years since she had a pulmonary embolism. She was put on Clexane at the time, and I managed to get that on chronic. Now they don't want to put... Yes. Now the doctor has changed the medication to, I think it's called Xarelto, and they don't want to put that on chronic. What can I do?
motivate.
Bombard them with letters and emails.
It's very complicated. You need... Carry on, John.
They say that she should go on to warfarin or something like that. The trouble is she doesn't stabilize on it and she has to go for blood tests every 3 days, which is painful.
So, John, that, John, that once again requires a motivation and requires research. There are today, by the same drug manufacturer who manufactures Xarelto, spelled X-A-R-A-L-T-O, they produce a drug called Ixarola, which today medical schemes are definitely paying for. It is marginally cheaper, but does sit within the formularies for people who are who, like your wife, have a pulmonary emboli problem, which is an ICD-10 code of I-26.9. John, if you make contact, we will assist in ensuring that that is covered by your medical scheme. You must understand that warfarin is the gold standard, but if we can prove from a pathology perspective, that there is a bounce and a constant bounce in her INR, okay, her prothrombin index, we can then motivate that to ensure that the medical aid pays.
All right, Ray, does that help you?
Name of the alternative again?
I think he wants the alternative to that medication, Mark, that you mentioned.
The alternative is called Ixarola, I-X-A-R-O-L-A. Okay. But okay, you would need to get it authorized, John. Ray, yeah. Sorry. Okay. I've been calling you John. Right. My apologies.
Thank you.
Ray, all right.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
All right, Ray. Thanks so much for that. Well, Mark, I think we have so many other WhatsApps that have come through, other queries, but I am going to give out your email address again so that they can mail you directly and get some answers to these. I mean, there's never enough time, is there? So it's info@medicheck.net.za. Mark Hyman is founder and CEO of Medicheck, so he can help you with these. Mark, I'm giving you a lot of homework, so I do apologize in advance.
No problem.
For the slew of emails you're going, but that's what you do, suppose, and that's what you're passionate about. So thanks so much once again for joining us on Medical Aid Matters, Mark Hyman. It is time for Eyewitness News.